have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
That was some great mood music. Way to get me in the mood. Yes, welcome to another Sunday with us, with your boy Dre. How's everybody doing tonight? Man, I tell you what, it has been such a wonderful week. And here we are again for another Sunday with us with Dre. And now, thank you so much. You're too kind. You're too kind. Yeah, we're almost at a moment. I almost shed a tear. You know what? I say this a lot. I say it all the time. Matter of fact, I say it quite often, but I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it the last time, but the time before the last time that I said was probably going to be the last time. I missed you guys, and I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share it with me for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. Now, a lot's been going on, and I know a lot of people need help, and that's what I'm here for. That's what I do. I help people because I'm a giver. I like giving. That's just what I do. Now, I'd be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity, this time, to acknowledge Miss Kimmy Robinson, the woman of God, the visionary. I tell you what, she has given me such a great platform through Elation Magazine, in which I can help people, because that's what I do. Elation Magazine, it is growing bigger and better every day. Catch it now, because pretty soon you won't even see it, because it'll be so far ahead of you. All right? Let's get right into it, guys. This first segment is called That Fits. I came up with this segment about 3 months ago, and I actually had one of the church members that liked it so much, they asked me to do it again. They really found it to be, I guess, informative, although they were laughing when they said it. So here we go with That Fits. The reason that it inspired me is because, you know what, sometimes it's all about association. It's all about recognizing things and identifying with things. It's a play on words, if you will. But that fits. All right? Number one, that fits. A dwarf or a midget. You know what you got to do? You got to show them a little respect. See, that fits. They are a dwarf or a midget. So you have to show them at least a little respect. Number two, that fits. If we talking and you fart, you know what I'm going to tell you? That's gone with the wind. It's just gone with the wind. See, that's fart and that's a stinky wind. See, gone with the wind. In other words, get out of my face with that. Number three, that fits. Talk dirty to me. Okay. How about this? Your house, your clothes, your bad breath. That's all dirty. Number four, that fits. Why don't you take me out sometimes? Okay, how about this? How about I pick you up and sit you out on the curb with the rest of the garbage? See, I did take you out, just like I took out the trash. See, that fits. Number five, that fits. Oh, how do I look? Duh. With your eyes, just like everybody else, stupid. See, that fits. That's how you look. I don't see you looking through your ears. Come on now. That's just stupid. How do I look? With your eyes. That fits. Number six. That fits. Tell me you love me. No. Because I swore I would never lie to you. See, that fits. That fits. Number seven. Would you ever cheat on me? Only if I get caught. See, if you don't get caught, it ain't cheating. See, that fits. Number eight, that fits. I want a hardworking man. Okay. Well, for your information, I've been looking for a job for the last 3 years. See, I've been working real hard at looking for a job. See, that fits. Number nine, that fits. Would you drink my bath water? Yeah, but only before you get in it. See, that fits. Finally, number 10, that fits. If I invite you in tonight, will you respect me in the morning? Honestly, I hope to be gone by the time you wake up. See, that fits. See, if she say, if I invite you in tonight, will you respect me in the morning? And then I say, honestly, I hope to be gone by the time you wake up. So you know what? It don't matter if I respect you or not. You'll never know because I hope to be gone before you even open your eyes. See, that fits. Again, I just want to help people, okay? I just want to help people because that's what I do. I'm a helper, all right? Oh, this next segment is random thoughts. Now, you know what? I love these random thoughts because you know what they just said. A random thought. They ain't got to do with nothing or nobody else. Just me. Why? Because they're mine. random thoughts. Didn't come from no ideology. Didn't come from any information. I didn't have to Google anything. I did no research. It's just a random thought that popped up in my head. Okay? It's what I wanted to think about. Number one, random thoughts. It ain't cheating if you don't get caught. See, it ain't. It ain't. Random thoughts. It ain't lying if at least one of y'all believe it. See, it ain't no lie. I don't care. I believe it. So what? That's a lie. That's your opinion. I believe it. So it's the truth to me. Random thoughts. You know what? It really wasn't a bad date if you were the one that didn't have to pay for nothing. I don't care how the date went. If you didn't have to pay for nothing, it wasn't a bad date. Random thoughts. You can't be worthless. No, it's impossible. You can't be, I'm here to tell you, if somebody, no, look here, you can't be worthless if you good for nothing. How can you be worthless if you good for nothing? Because you are good for something. Nothing. Just a random thought. How you going to be worthless and good for nothing? You are good for something. You're good for absolutely nothing. There's some worth in there somewhere. You just have to dig it out. Finally, random thoughts. It's your fault if you catch a cold. Yeah, quit chasing it, stupid. Again, I just love helping people because that's what I do, and you're welcome. This next segment is a segment that I introduced almost 2 years ago, and it's called The Church Play Too Much. The reason why I came up with this segment is because, you know what, I got tired of going to church and church after church after church and visiting church, and I'm telling you, it's just with some of the stuff you see, you just realize that the world is supposed to resemble the church. You know what? Honestly, it does. The world does resemble the church. You know why? Because the church is deep into the world. And the church plays too much. Now, you know, it could be you going to a church that plays too much. Could be a family member. Could be a friend, a coworker, a stranger in the street, someone you see at your local grocery store or at the bank, somebody you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people that, hey, man, girl, please, quit going there. That church ain't about the Lord's business, okay? They play too much. They can't be serious about God. Here we go. If you don't recognize any of these and any of the churches that you've actually been to or heard about, that's because all of them are your church. And you, please find another church. Here we go. The church play too much, number one. You know what? The church play too much. The pastor preaching in yoga pants. I'm not going to watch that. Oh, no, 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 no. Heck, no. You're not going to be standing in front of me and no man preaching in yoga pants, okay? No, Adam, I already see you got the snake with you. Anyway, number two, the church play too much. Everybody on the praise team, men and women, wearing Daisy Dukes. Wow. So you got the women with junk in the trunk and the men with nuts and bolts. Come on now. Y'all better quit screwing around. Anyway, that was a play on words. Number three, the church plays too much. Why they have a COVID ministry for people they don't want to let back in the church? Stop playing with people. Please stop playing with people. Number four, the church plays too much. They allow you to pay your tithes with your food stamp card. If y'all don't run away from that church as fast as you can, come on now. Number five, the church plays too much. They charging you for prayer. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me I can't get blessed unless I pay? So you ain't going to pray for God to do nothing good in my life unless I got some money? Come on now. No. This ain't no pay for pray. I don't want to go to that type of church. Number six, the church plays too much. The pastor preaching in the pulpit with two big pit bull dogs guarding him. Talking about, these my armor bearers. No, they ain't. They savages. And you're a straight up preaching thug. Number seven, the church played too much. The first lady laying on a futon in the front of the church. You know, that's just too much. I can understand wanting to be comfortable. But if she laying on a futon couch in the front of the church, that's too much. That's really too much. Number eight, the church played too much. Look here. They won't let you bring a Bible in the church, but you can rent one from the pastor. Wait a minute, I can't bring my own Bible. I got to rent one from y'all? I bet I don't. The devil is alive. The church plays too much. I'm so sick of y'all. This next segment, I tell you what, it's called Tell Me I'm Lying. New segment, exclusive, right here. Premiere right here tonight on Sunday when Nuts with Dre. Man, I'm hitting y'all with brand new stuff. I'm telling you, woo, the mind of a maniac. I ain't talking about me, though. Anyway, I was inspired to do this segment because you know what? That's some stuff that I see. That's some stuff that I've observed through this life. And I'm telling you, sometimes I have to take a step back and be like, did I really see that? Is this really happening? Is this a situation I've come across? Tell me I'm lying. Now, look, you tell me, am I lying? Number one, tell me I'm lying. People with bad breath don't respect nobody's personal space. Why is it that that person with bad breath always want to stand right in front of you, close up in your personal space and talk to you? No matter how you do it, you can lean back into your waist about to snap. They still leaning forward. So wherever your face go, they face go. Come on now. Tell me I'm lying. Number two, tell me I'm lying. Most pit bull owners, most, have worn or owned a do-rag in their lifetime. I'm telling you, tell me I'm lying. Most pit bull owners either have worn or owned a do-rag in one point of their life. Come on now, tell me I'm lying. Number three, tell me I'm lying. People with funky underarms use their hands a lot when they talk. Come on now, y'all know, y'all seen them. They just swelling and welling away, and you like, man, if you don't put your, just please, put your hand down, because you are not sure. Number four, tell me I'm lying. People with furniture from Rent-A-Center, they done had their stuff repossessed at least one time. You can't tell me that. You can't tell me that. You can, no, tell me I'm lying. People with furniture or electronics from Rent-A-Center, they've had that stuff repossessed at least once. Because sometimes you got to get their attention. Number five, tell me I'm lying. A lot of people who get welfare and food stamps, not everybody, but a lot of people who get welfare and food stamps act like they better than everybody else every first of the month. I'm not saying everybody. But there's a lot of y'all that you get your little food stamps and your little government cheddar cheese. You think you're all that for at least a week and a half. Number six, tell me I'm lying. People in the hood keep a car that don't run in their driveway. At least, it's at least one car. They got a good car that'll get them from point A to B, but they got at least one car, one truck. It's got a big old oil stain on it, and one of the wheels is taken off, and all you can see is the brakes. Come on now. Tell me I'm lying. This one right here. Tell me I'm lying. People with jacked up teeth, they got the loudest laugh. You can't. Tell me I'm lying. People with jacked up teeth, man, they laugh a lot. They neck snap back like a pass dispenser. Mouth is open as wide as it can, like a bear trap. Come on, man. People with jacked up teeth, they got the loudest laugh. Tell me I'm lying. You can't tell me because you know I'm telling the truth. Now, this next segment is a segment, I tell you what, it's called Is That Really Positive? I like doing this segment because this is very telling. It's very informative. This exposes a lot of people for who they really are in your life. They're not friends, and they're not friendly. They don't wish you well. They hoping for your demise. They don't encourage you. They try and discourage you. Even though they say it with a smile on their face, don't make it a good thing. Is that really positive? Number one, is that really positive? Girl, that don't look bad on you. Wait a minute, it don't look good either. What you hear? Is that really positive? Huh? Is that really positive? Number two, is that really positive? I wouldn't date him, but you should. Wait a minute, hold up. Wait a minute, you too good for him, but I'm not. Is that really positive? So you think you're better than me? Okay. Number three, is that really positive? You may as well try it. I mean, it ain't like you got nothing else that's worked for you. Whoa. So you said my whole life has been a systematic display of failure after failure. Is that really positive? Number four, is that really positive? You know what, girl? I like that dress on you. Just not on me, though. Oh, so you got a better body? Huh? So it's just, it ain't good enough for you, but it's good enough for her. Okay. Is that really positive, ladies? Number five. Is that really positive? Girl, you too picky. You need to lower your standards. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold the hell up. Pump the brakes. Girl, you too picky. You need to lower your standards. What kind of freedom? Is that really positive? Number six, is that really positive? I'm surprised. You're doing a lot better than I thought you would. Wait a minute. So you thought I was doomed to be terrible all my life? So you had a lowered expectation of me that I have exceeded, and you're surprised. Okay, that shows how much you really think of me. Is that really positive? Number seven, is that really positive? Now, see, I like that hairstyle on you. Wait a minute, so you ain't like none of the other hairstyles. but this one you like. See, she ain't like none of all the other hairstyles she ain't like. Thought you looked toe up from the floor up, like Krusty the Clown. Boo-boo the fool. Look like you had your head stuck in a windmill or a ceiling fan. But since when she liked. So all them other times she's just lying. What kind of friend is that? Is that really positive? Number eight, is that really positive? Oh, girl, I can tell you really trying to lose weight. Wait a minute, she ain't saying you're losing weight or you lost weight. She says she can tell you trying. What does that mean? She can tell you trying, not that you lost or you're losing, but you're trying. Is that really positive? Number eight, is that really positive? Ooh, girl, next time you should let me do your makeup. Wait a minute. What's she saying? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Okay. Next time you should let me do your makeup. Ladies, think about that. What is she saying about how your makeup looks? Is that really positive? Again, you're welcome. I'm helping you because I want to help you and you deserve to be helped. Now, this next segment is one of the staples of the Sunday with Nuts with Dre. And I'll tell you what, oh my goodness. I love doing this segment because honestly, it's, it's a segment that makes no sense to me. And you know what? I just want it to make sense to me because there are a lot of people out there that feel that they're just fools. They're idiots. They're stupid. They're just buffoons. Okay? But maybe they're not. Maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me and my lack of understanding, okay, for what they're doing or the reason behind what they're doing. Okay? So it don't make sense to me. It makes sense to them. But it don't make sense to me. So instead of criticizing them and berating them and degrading them by saying how stupid they are, maybe I should just wait and approach them in a godly way and say, hey, could you explain that to me? Because it just seemed like something that a jackass would do, something that an idiot would do. Hey, make that make sense, okay? Because I don't want to think you living a life of stupidity. All right? Here we go. Make that make sense. Number one. You trying to adopt a child and you homeless. talking about it's lonely out here. See, I did that right there. I did that right there. You know, I told the truth about that. You make that make sense. You trying to adopt a child and you homeless, talking about it's lonely out here. So you want to bring a child into that misery? Come on, make that make sense. Huh? How are you better in their situation? Make that make sense. I don't understand it. Help me to understand. Number two, make that make sense. You blind. And so is your seeing eye dog. Talking about y'all got something in common. So y'all both so y'all both outside trying to cross the street like Frogger, the gang, hoping a car don't hit you. Come on, man. Make that make sense. Make that make sense. I understand you and the dog got something in common, but I just don't think that's a perfect match. Somebody got to be better in the eyesight department. Make that make sense. Number three, make that make sense, because it don't make sense to me. You find a suitcase full of money. You turn the money in and keep the suitcase. Talking about, I need some luggage. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Fool, you could have bought you some. You know what? It just don't make no sense. You're not stupid. You're not an idiot. You're not a fool. You just not making sense to me. Make that make sense. Number four, make that make sense. You got a house full of mice, and you got a house full of cats to catch them. Talking about, oh, this is a battleground. Wait a minute. I don't understand. So now you got mice duty, and you got cat duty all over your house. So basically, your house just stink. Talking about it's a battleground. Wait a minute. I'm going to pump the brakes because mice and cats don't get along, and the cats usually will eat or catch the mice to get rid of them. So that makes a little sense. Very little. This one right here, Lord Jesus, makes that make sense. Number five, you refuse to take your driver's license test because of the instructor. Talking about your parents don't want you riding with strangers. What the hell? Newsflash. Your Uncle Peanut can't be your driving instructor, okay? He can't. You know why? Because his license is suspended. If you don't get in that car with this dude and let him do his job and get your license so you can get out into the world and better yourself and your situation, idiot, that don't make no sense to me. Help me out. Help me understand. Make that make sense. Again, all I want to do is help people because it's what I do, okay? This one right here. I always love the I'm a thug. Why? Because that's what I am. I'm a thug, helping thugs. Better yet, I'm a reform thug, okay? I'm a reform thug, helping other people to lead a thug life, to get out of the thug mentality. Yeah. See, a lot of people out there don't know they're a thug. They don't. A thug can be you. You could be the thug. Your thug could be a family member, could be a friend, a coworker, a stranger in the street, someone you see at your local grocery store, at the bank, somebody you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful sunny day. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out to people that are living a thug life, operating in thug situations, that, hey, that ain't the right way. You should want better, be better, do better, and you'll have better. Tupac lied. Heaven ain't got no ghetto, but hell do. You know what they call it? Hell. If you don't recognize any of these and anybody you know, that's because all of them are you, and you are straight slugging. Here we go. I'm a thug. Number one, I'm a thug. I rub homeless people for the practice. See, that's a thug right there. Show this. Oh, that's showless. I'm a thug. I held up a food bank. See, that's a thug right there. That's a thug. They probably would have just gave you a couple of canned goods, but you had to rob the place. Wow. How much canned corn and green beans can one man eat? Number three, I'm a thug. I pepper sprayed the mailman for trying to put bills in my mailbox. That's a thug right there. Them your bills. That man trying to do his job. Leave that man alone. He got enough going on. Number four, I'm a thug. I got my tongue tattooed. So that's a thug right there. And you got a high threshold for pain. Yeah, that's that right there. That right there is definitely the mark of a thug. No, fine, I'm a thug. I went to a massage parlor. I got on the table and said, "Don't touch me. Just let me sleep."
You stupid
idiot. But that is a thug. Number six, I'm a thug. I go to the soup kitchen and demand to see a menu. Wow. You just want to know what kind of soups they got to offer. I understand that, but that is a thug. Number seven, I'm a thug. I got braces on my dentures. See, that's a straight up thug. I'm a thug. I practice stuttering. Wow. I don't see what good that would do, what purpose that would serve, but that's a thug, I guess. Number nine, I'm a thug. I bought my ex something for her birthday, and I wanted her to use it immediately. A cemetery plot. See, that's a thug. You ain't got no heart. Finally, I'm a thug. I handed out X-Lax to the kids last Halloween. Yeah, that's a thug, and you don't love the kids. Well, thank you for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with Drink. Like I always love to do, I'm going to go ahead and press out all I ask it all here's about, all eyes are closed, unless, of course, you're blind. It really don't matter. Oh, Lord. Thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Drink. Thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut, making a way out of no way. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. Yeah, sound like you got a little cough. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. He guilty and he going to jail. Most of all, thank you for being God and God alone, for loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves. Now continue to bless us and keep us. We'll be forever mindful to give you the praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. You guys take care. I love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. And I can't wait. I miss you already. Can't wait to see you next Sunday. And it'll be more Nuts with more Dre because I'm a little hungry. I'm going to eat me a little bite of something, put on just a little bit of weight. You guys take care. Be blessed and not stressed. And I'll see you when I see you. Good night.
Come on, champ. Yeah. Don't worry about the crowd, champ. Don't worry about the sideshow distractions, champ. I want you to stay focused on your opponent. I want you to stay focused on the prize, champ. Look, keep jabbing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep jabbing and keep sticking and moving, champ. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stick to the game plan, champ. Yeah.
I'm a champion.
Yeah, yeah. Stick to the game plan because we win it, champ. We
champion,
champ. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Keep winning, champ.
I'm a champion. You can't hold me down. I'ma get back up. Let's go another round. I'm built for this. Call me Duracell, facing trials on earth, watch me endure hell. I'm a champion, you can't hold me down. I'ma get back up, let's go another round. Man, I'm built for this. Call me Duracell, facing trials on earth, watch me endure hell.
I was made to do this, saying the game to me, miss. Take the breath out of beat, like a kangaroo kick. Ain't the same as you is, I ain't as lame as you is. Man, I got aim at that heart, as a rapper aiming at Liz. I was taught to handle my beers, I was taught to fight through tears. I was taught to trust in God, do that so I won't fear. And it's real clear that he won't send me to a place I shouldn't be. I'm a champion, got my hands high, yo, it's no doubt I got victory. I don't really think you hearing me, Jesus all in my vicinity. Covered, you can never get to me, haters disappearing instantly. Really into his divinity, beautiful just like a symphony. Holy Ghost, it just got into me, you think you ripping me, gotta be kidding me, champion. Hey.
I'm a champion, you can't hold me down. I'ma get back up, let's go another round. I'm built for this. Call me Duracell, facing trials on earth, watch me endure hell.
Hey.
I'm a champion, you can't hold me down. I'ma get back up, let's go another round.
Hey.
Man, I'm built for this. Call me Duracell, facing trials on earth, watch me endure hell. Keep on pushing, yeah they call me Rocky, as Apollo Creed. Man, them devs won't stop me. I'm feeling great. Cause my coach is greater.
Let's go.
I'm ducking shots and uppercutting haters.
I'm
off the ropes, time to bob and weave. I'm in the center, I know they watching me.
Keep looking.
You can't count me out when he count me in. I got both arms up when the round ends.
Winning.
Been chose to fight before my mama pushed.
Yeah.
I came out swinging, had the devil shook.
Yeah.
I've been training, I'm a heavyweight. And it's been raining, but I got heavy face.
Bam.
I'm a champion,
yeah.
You can't hold me down. I'ma get back up, let's go another round. I'm built for this, call me Jerusalem. Facing trials on earth, watch me endure here. I'm a champion, you can't hold me down. I'ma get back up, let's go another round. Man, I'm built for this, call me Jerusalem. Facing trials on earth, watch me endure here.
Winning, ain't no chicken dinner, just blessings from righteous living. Wrote it because I visioned the blood, my ammunition. Pleaded for many reasons, but needed for my allegiance. No conversation corrupted, my soul won't grab a seat. We talking edification, my soul ready to eat. Yeah, get them champ, my signal for wicked, coming up skeet. Camouflage for you haters, but always ready to preach. Papa Willie, I'm stunning, Jehovah running the streets. The charges mandated and bracing for the increase. Family matters, they sponging, want generations to see. Crawl before you walk it, a saint's ready to leap. Glory tucking the sheets, lurker sipping some tea. You stay running with enemies, probably in it too deep. Champion.